愿大家平安。
Peace be with all.
如果我们要问一个问题，
If we wanted to ask a question,
能够改变我们一生最大的是谁？
What is the one person that can make the greatest change in our lives?
还没有信主以前呢，
Before we believed,
我们的答案可能是我们的父母。
Our answer perhaps would be our parents.
或者说我们在学校有哪一个老师。
Or perhaps even a favorite teacher in school.
或者是哪一个朋友。
Or perhaps even a friend.
或者在社会上有哪一个很成功、很突出的人。
Or a very successful person in society.
让我们能够效法他的榜样。
That we can follow or emulate their example.
那变成影响我一生最深的一个人。
And that would have the greatest impact on our lives.
那等到我们信了主之后，
But after we believed in Christ,
影响我一生最深的是谁？
Who is the one person that has the greatest impact on my life?
就是历史上的那一位主耶稣。
Lord Jesus, the historical Lord Jesus.
如果主耶稣没有影响我，
If Lord Jesus did not affect or impact my life,
不是他不伟大。
Then it is not that he is not great.
是因为我不认识他。
But because I do not know him.
如果主耶稣没有影响我，
If Lord Jesus does not impact my life,
不是他不伟大。
It is not because he's not great.
很可能我认识他。
And it's possible that I know him.
但是我跟他的关系很疏远。
But that I have a very distant relationship with him.
如果我们认识他，
If we know the Lord,
愿意跟着他来生活，
and we're willing to live our life under his guidance,
我们的生活都会有极大的改变。
Then all of our lives will have a great transformation.
我们的观念会有极大的改变。
And our precepts and concepts will be greatly changed.
我们的个性有极大的改变。
Same with our own character.
所以信仰里面改变我们最大的力量是什么？
So what is the greatest force in our faith that can affect us?
就是主耶稣本身。
It is the Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣是历史上一个最简单的人。
In history, Lord Jesus is one of the most simplest person.
他什么都没有。
For he had nothing.
我们有了他都没有。
Whatever we have today, he did not.
我们有毕业的文凭，他没有。
We have a degree or diploma, he did not.
我们有银行的存款，他没有。
We have a bank account, which he did not.
我们有家庭美容，他没有。
We have our appearance, which he did not.
可能我们有家世背景，他都没有。
And perhaps we come from a good family or background, which he did not.
所以他是最简单一个人。
And so he was one of the most simple people in the world.
但是他也是一个最深奥的一个人。
But he was also one of the most profound people in the world.
因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because the mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
他讲的每一句话。
Every word that he spoke.
他做的每一个动作。
Every action that he took.
他对每一件事情的看法。
What the view that he had towards everything.
都有很深奥的道理。
Has a very profound teaching.
有时候我们看一个人好像很复杂。
Sometimes we see a person and they may seem complicated.
从他的背景，从他的名片，好像很复杂。
Perhaps looking at their business card, they seems like they have they're very complex.
但是我们接触久了发现，他只不过是一个人。
But after interacting with this person for a while, we find that they're merely just another person.
日光之下没有新事。
Under the sun, there's nothing new.
每一个人到最后都是一样。
And everyone in the end are very similar.
所以有时候我们看这个网络资讯很多。
Sometimes we look at the internet and there's a lot of information out there.
你就不要做工，从早上一直上网，你看不完。
Even if we quit our jobs and just surf the internet all day, we'll never be able to surf all of it.
但是一天我们问一个问题。
But one day we have to ask ourselves.
这么多的资讯真的能够增加我生活的智慧有多少？
There's so much information out there, but how much of it can really improve the wisdom I need for my life.
我们发现非常少。
We find that it is there's not much.
那里面有很出名的人。
There's a lot of many famous people.
很成就的人。
Many successful people.
但是为什么他们不能增加我们生活的智慧？
But how come they're unable to increase our wisdom in this life?
因为他也是平常人。
Because they're also ordinary people.
真的能够增加我们智慧。 从耶稣来。
The thing that can truly increase our wisdom in this life is from Jesus.
那这本圣经就是以他为中心。
And this Bible, the scripture, is centered around him.
所以这本书值得我们来读。
And so this book is worthy of our study.
每读一遍都有新的发现。
And every time we read it or study it, we find, discover something new.
每读一遍对他都有新的认识。
Every time we study it, we come to know him, the better.
所以圣经是一本智慧的书。
The Bible is a book of wisdom.
那在以赛亚书里面呢，有三个地方提到受苦的仆人。
The book of Isaiah records three places of a suffering servant.
这是一个预言。
This is a prophecy.
主耶稣还没有出生前大约八百年。
Before the Lord was 800 years before the Lord was born.
神就感动先知写下来。
The Lord moved the prophet to write down
主耶稣要怎么出生,
how the Lord was to be born,
他要做什么,
what was he to do on earth, and how will he die,
他要埋葬在哪里,
where will he be buried.
这个好像一个剧本已经写好了。
So it's like a script that is already completed.
那时间到就照这个剧本这样一直演出来。
And when the time comes, they just follow the script to act it out.
所以没有办法相信没有神。
So it is impossible to not believe in the God.
如果没有神，以赛亚书怎么解释？
If there were no God, how would one explain the book of Isaiah?
必有童女怀孕生子。
There shall come from a virgin a son.
人要给他起名叫以马内利。
And they shall call him Emmanuel.
他就是神跟人同神与人同在的开始。
And this is the beginning of God's abidance with mankind.
有一个孩子为我们而生。
There is a baby, a child that is born to us.
他是奇妙的策士。
He is a wonderful counselor.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
And Prince of Peace.
真的生出来就是这样一个孩子。
Indeed, this was a child that was born.
如果没有神，以赛亚书怎么解释？
If there was no God, how would one explain Isaiah?
没有办法解释的。
It is impossible to explain.
唯一的解释就是有神。
The only explanation or conclusion that can be drawn is that there is God.
神的气吹在人身上写出来。
And this book is the breath of God that was breathed unto man and written and transcribed.
那在以赛亚书里面在描写主耶稣是神的仆人。
The book of Isaiah describes Jesus as a servant of God.
让我们对他从心里尊敬并且受到感动。
And so not only do we have an utmost respect for him in our heart, but we are also moved by his actions.
主耶稣的伟大有两个层面。
The greatness of Lord Jesus is in two aspects.
第一个他就是神。
First is that he is God.
所以圣经说创造万物的不只是神，主耶稣创造万物。
So the Bible says that not only did God create the universe, but Jesus did as well.
主耶稣是2000年一个人，为什么他创造万物？
Jesus is a person in history 2,000 years ago. How is it possible that he could have created the universe?
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
So before Abraham was, I am.
我看英文亚伯拉罕是过去式。
And we see that Abraham was described in the past tense.
因为他死了。
For he passed away.
就有我了，现在是。
And I am in the present tense.
一个人还没有40岁。
A person before he was even the age of 40.
什么没有亚伯拉罕就有我。
So how can one explain that before Abraham, he was?
唯一的解释，他就是神。
The only explanation is that he is God.
所以主耶稣的伟大，第一个，他就是神。
The greatness of the Lord Jesus, the first, is that he is God.
所以他非常伟大。
And so he is indeed great and mighty.
他掌管一切。
And he is in control of all.
那第二个层面的伟大。
The second aspect of his greatness.
这是我们能够效法的。
Is something that we can obey.
第一个层面的伟大，我们做不到。
The first aspect of his greatness, we are unable to imitate.
因为我们是人。
Because we are humans.
人就是人。
And human beings are
人不可能成为神。
Are limited to being human beings and cannot be gods.
虽然很多人坐在神的座位。
Although many people place themselves in the place of God.
讲起来像神。
And they speak of themselves, exalt themselves as a god.
但是毕竟还是人。
But they are still a mere human beings.
离不开生老病死。
And they are unable to depart from a birth, a suffering, and death.
所以耶稣是神，这个伟大我们做不出来。
So Lord Jesus being God is something that we will never be able to do.
但第二个层面我们可以去学。
But the second aspect is something that we can learn from.
就是这么伟大的神他降世为人。
Which is that such a great God came down from heaven as a man.
这种伟大我们可以学。
And this greatness is something that we can emulate.
我们看以弗所书啊不叫腓立比书。
Now let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians 2
第五节
Verse 5 Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus
第六节
6 who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God
第七节
7 but made himself of no reputation taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men
第八节
8 and being found in appearance as a man he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of deathEven the death of the cross.
这个第五节说要以基督的心为心。
Verse 5 says, Let this mind be in you which is also in Christ Jesus.
因为如果有基督的心我们就能够活出基督的生活。
For if we have the mind of Christ Jesus, then we will be able to live out the life of Jesus Christ.
因为心决定生活。
Because our mind or our heart will determine the way we live.
那基督的心是什么?
So what is the mind of Christ?
如果我们从第六节读到第八节,
We read from verses 6 to 8.
基督的心就是谦卑的心。
The mind of Lord Jesus is one of humility.
怎么知道他谦卑呢?
How do we know he had humility?
我们看他做两件事情。
We saw that he has done two things.
第一件事情,
The first,
他往下降。
Is that he lowered himself.
这里说他本来是神。他有神的形象。
It says that he who being in the form of God,
那既然成为人他就不把自己看过跟神一样。
And he did not consider himself equal to God.
所以虚己把自己倒空。
And so he emptied himself.
他是一个有实力的人他把自己倒空。
He was a God that emptied himself.
你看他能够医病他能够赶鬼他能够叫风海平静。
He was able to cure diseases. He was able to cast out demons and calm the seas.
他是有实力的。
He is indeed very powerful.
但是他把自己倒空。
But yet he emptied himself.
然后取了奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a bondservant.
所以他往下降。
So he lowered himself.
他不只降为人，他降为仆人。
Not only lowered himself as a human being, but into the form of a bondservant.
你看，竞选总统所有这个讯息都要对准中产阶级。
We see that the candidates running for the presidential election, all their messages are geared towards the middle class.
这个是大多数。
Because this is a majority.
既然有中产阶级，就是有上层阶级。
And since there is a middle class, that indicates that there is an upper class as well.
那就有下层阶级。
And it also indicates that implies that there is a lower class.
所以整个社会无形是有阶级的。
And so, although we may not be able to see it clearly, but there are different classes that we live in this world.
所以为什么父母这么注重小孩子教育?
Why is it that parents focus so much on their child's education?
因为教育跟工作有关。
Because education is closely related to one's occupation.
工作跟收入有关。
And occupation is related to a salary.
收入跟生活水准有关。
And salary related to our standard of living.
所以教育是起点。
So the origin of this stems from education.
如果我们是中产阶级,
So if we are the middle class,
我们爱我们孩子,
we love our children,
希望他变成上层阶级,
our wish is for them to be in the upper class.
这个是人的本性,
this is human nature.
大家要往上爬,
we all strive to move upward.
把往上爬当作我们人生的成就,
and this upward mobility is a goal that we have in our lives.
但是主耶稣他在最高的地方
But Lord Jesus, he was in the highest place.
他选择往下降
He chose to lower himself.
这个就是伟大
And this is greatness.
我79年第一次到奈及利亚去
I went to Nigeria in 1979.
听到那里人讲说如果你看到白人只有三种人
And I heard a woman tell me there that if you see a Caucasian, there's only three kinds of people.
第一个
The first,
做生意他是为利而来的。
That person is a businessman, they're here for monetary benefits.
第二个
The second,
他是政府的官员。
Is that they're government officials.
他是被派来的没有选择。
They're sent here without their choice.
第三个
And the third,
他是宣教士。
And is that they are an evangelist.
自己选择来的。
That they chose to come here themselves.
但为什么有两百年前就有人选择要到非洲传福音呢？
So why is it that 200 years ago, there are people who volunteered to go into Africa to spread the gospel?
奈及利亚有一个坟墓专门埋葬宣教士。
There's a cemetery in a graveyard in Nigeria that's only reserved for evangelists.
所以很多英国的这个宣教机构训练了之后，这些宣教士都知道去了不会再回来。
And so many of the evangelists that were trained in Great Britain, they knew that after they went to Africa, they would not return.
去了不会再回来，还是去。
Even though they knew they weren't going to return, they still went.
那这个力量从哪里来？
Where does this strength come from?
就是主耶稣的感动他们。
It comes from the movement of Jesus Christ.
要往下降。
To continue to lower themselves.
就像他住在天国，充满着荣耀。
Just as he had sat in the throne of glory in heaven.
他住在天国，充满着尊贵。
And he lived in heaven full of honor.
但是当他看到人在世间受苦。
But when he saw the suffering of man in this world, then he was moved with compassion.
这些人不认识神。
These people who did not know God are like a prodigal son who was lost from his father.
谁愿意救他？
Who is willing to save them?
谁能够救他？
Who is able to save them?
即使有愿意，也没有人能救他们。
Even if some are willing, some are not able.
我们都犯了罪。
We have all sinned.
那谁能够救他？
And so who can save the person?
神本身成为人来地上。
God himself incarnated as man can do that.
这里说他成为仆人。
Here it says,
奴仆的样式。
Taking the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样式。
Coming in the likeness of men.
这是极大的牺牲。
This is one of the greatest sacrifices.
但是在极大的牺牲当中。
But in this greatest sacrifice.
表现他爱的深度。
He demonstrated the depth of his love.
所以圣经里面每次提到神的爱。
When the Bible talks about the love of God,
从罗马书到约翰一书,
from Romans to 1 John,
约翰一书, 如果不认识, 没有爱就是不认识神。
In 1 John it says that if we do not know God, then we do not have love.
因为神就是爱。
If we do not have love, we do not know God, for God is love.
那接下去圣经说,
the Bible further says,
他来到世间为我们的罪做挽回祭。
That he came into this world,to make an offering for our sins.
成为一个赎罪的祭品。
So that he became a sacrifice for us.
所以主耶稣来世界上，人说，看啊，神的羔羊。
So when Lord Jesus came into this world, people says, look, the Lamb of God.
他来世界上目标很清楚。
And he came with a clear purpose.
一句话。
One word.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
One phrase which was to deliver men from their sins.
我们有没有办法用一句话来形容我一生要做什么？
Can we use one sentence to describe our life goal?
除非我们目标很清楚，不然我们一句话讲不出来。
Unless we have a clear purpose in our lives, otherwise we're unable to say it.
但是对大部分人来讲，
But for most people,
他的生活可以用一句话来形容。
His life can be described in one phrase.
什么话？
What is that?
要活得很快乐。
Is to live joyfully.
活得快乐就是好。
It is good to live joyfully.
不快乐就是不好。
Live happily and that is a good life.
好跟不好就是快乐不快乐。
And so whether a person's life is good or not depends if they're happy or not.
这个是一般凡人生活的一句话来描写。
This is what a phrase many people use to describe their own lives.
但是主耶稣他来一句话要把人从罪里面救出来。
But Lord Jesus came with one purpose, which was to deliver mankind from their sins.
那为着把人救出来，所以他需要牺牲。
And in order to deliver people from their sins, he had to make the greatest sacrifice.
成为羔羊挂在十字架。加上流出宝血来
to become the sacrificial lamb that was crucified on the cross.
所以在腓立比书的第二章
In the book of Philippians chapter
2
verse 8
这里说卑微存心顺服以至于死
It says here that he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
当要走哥哥他这个道路
Now he had to walk the path to Golgotha.
这是喝苦杯的道路
This is the path of the bitter cup.
跟着主耶稣进入耶路撒冷
Following Lord Jesus into Jerusalem.
这是大家想要的。
This is something that everyone desires.
因为大家在呼喊何善呐。
Everyone was shouting Hosanna.
神感动所有的人衣服脱下来砍树枝披在路上来欢迎他。
The Lord moved people so that they take down their garments as paved the way for him as he came in.
这是荣耀跟尊贵的一个时刻。
This is a moment of glory and honor.
但是当主耶稣 背起十字架。
But when Lord Jesus took up the cross,
要来走各个他的道路。
Had to walk the path to Golgotha.
后面门徒都不见了。
Behind him, all his disciples were gone.
这是不简单的一条路。
This is a very difficult path.
他为什么愿意走？
And why was he willing to take it?
就是他对人的爱。
It's because of his great love for mankind.
所以圣经每次提到神的爱，都讲主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
When the Bible talks about the love of God, it always describes how Lord Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins.
那这个牺牲在十字架上的爱在以赛亚书里面已经预言了。
And this love was already described in the book of Isaiah.
所以我们每一次想到爱，最后的一点就是他为我们死在十字架上。
So when we think about the love of God, in the end we can think of Lord Jesus suffering on the cross for us.
我们先来看以赛亚书42章。
So now let us turn to Isaiah 42.
以赛亚书的42章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
42章第一节到第七节 是在讲主的仆人。
42, 1 to 7 talks about the servant of the Lord.
我们看第一节到第四节。
Let us read 1 to 4.Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law.
这里在讲这个仆人的美德。
He talks about the virtues of this servant.
第二节说讲他不争竞也不喧嚷。
Verse 2 describes him that he will not cry out nor raise his voice.
在街上人也没有听见他的声音。
And nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
在新约圣经有说被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
The New Testament says that we will not talk back to a person who has offended us, nor strike back at a person who hits us.
这是主耶稣的美德。
And this is the virtues of Lord Jesus.
那第三节
Verse 3
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。
Bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench.
这个芦苇跟灯火是代表什么呢？
What does the reed and the flax represent?
就是他在传道路途当中所接触的一些人。
These describe the people whom he encountered on his road when he was evangelizing.
有的像将残的灯火。
Some were like a... smoking flax.
那个火已经快灭掉了。
And this fire, this flame is about to be extinguished.
只要风再稍微一吹，它就灭掉了。
Just a little stronger wind and this flame will be put out.
有的人是信仰的火快灭掉了。
And some people, the flame of their faith is almost extinguished.
但是主耶稣还看顾这样的人。
But Lord Jesus yet watches over this type of person.
压伤的芦苇。
And this bruised reed,
这个是一个受伤害的人。
Represents a person, who's been hurt.
这是没有人能够安慰的人。
A person who is inconsolable by others.
这样的人是主耶稣所看顾的。
And these are type of people that the Lord, looks after.
所以我们可以看到主的美德。
So we can see the virtues of Lord Jesus.
他来世界是要传福音给穷的人。
He came to this earth to evangelize to the poor.
让他们在信上能够富足。
So that they can be rich in spirit.
那主耶稣也是一个传公理的人。
Lord Jesus is also one that brought forth justice.
他是一个公义的人。
He was a righteous person.
他不凭外貌来判断人。
He did not judge a person from their appearance.
那从第四十二章的五节到九节，请读。
Verses 5 to 9, Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people and as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house.
这个地方在讲耶稣来世界的目的。
And this passage describes the purpose of Lord Jesus in this earth.
这个地方说，要使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光。第六节。
And it says here that as a light to the Gentiles, as a covenant to the people.
所以他要来做中保。
So he is here to be as a covenant.
让我们跟神啊能够重新和好。
So that he can be the mediator between us and God.
有正常的关系。
As a back to a good relationship.
他要做外邦人的光。
And he will be a light to the Gentiles.
因为光，所以我们能看见。
We can see because of light.
没有光，我们就看不见。
We cannot see anything if there was no light.
就能够分辨世界真正的价值在哪里。
And then with light, we can distinguish the true value on this earth is.
没有光，我们都瞎眼了。
But without light, we are all blind.
光代表生命。
Light represents life.
死就是黑暗。
Death is darkness.
所以主耶稣出来传道里，圣经说预言应验以赛亚书说有大光照耀在死荫幽谷的人。
And when Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel, it describes him in the book of Isaiah as he is shining light onto those in the shadow of valley of the shadow of death.
死亡一来到就进到黑影，就没有希望了。
When death approaches, we will enter into darkness without hope.
光照在黑暗里面，黑暗就没有了。
But when light shines into the darkness, the darkness disappears.
所以在他里面没有死亡。
So in him, there is no death.
这让人在死亡的阴影之下看到真正的希望。
But under shadow of death, people can see this true hope.
黑暗代表罪恶。
Darkness represents sins.
光代表公义。
The light represents righteousness.
主耶稣来世界上，
Lord Jesus came to this earth,
帮我们离开罪恶的生活方式，
to lead us away from our sinful lives.
那种罪恶生活方式是一直往下滚的恶性循环。
And that kind of sinful life will spiral downward.
那当我们得到主耶稣的光，
when we have received this light from Lord Jesus,
我们就看到希望。
We will see that living hope.
他能够让我们从罪得到自由。
He can allow us to be free from our sins.
让我们生活过得越来越好。
So that we can live an even better life.
是正向的发展。
As a very positive life.
所以一旦开始信耶稣，
Once we begin to believe in Christ,
我们发现一些旧的朋友跑光了。
We find that our old friends may gradually fall away.
因为光会显露他的黑暗。
For light will expose what is in the darkness.
他就受不了，他就走了。
And so some will not, cannot stand it, and so they leave.
所以耶稣要做外邦人的光。
So Lord Jesus shall serve as a light to the Gentiles.
带给他们生命。
He will bring to them life.
带给他们希望。
To bring to them hope.
而且带给他们眼睛能够看见。
And to open the blind eyes.
那我们再看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
开瞎子的眼睛，被囚的出监牢，做黑暗的出监牢。
Open blind eyes, bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house.
这是第一个在描写主的仆人。
This is the first description of the servant of God.
好，我们再看五十二章。
Let us also look at chapter 52.
以赛亚书的五十二章。
Isaiah 52.
以赛亚书五十二章
Isaiah 52
从五十三章开始
Chapter 53 rather
从第一节到第三
Verses 1 to 3 Who has believed our report and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him.
这个地方在讲主耶稣他是一个被拒绝的一个人。
This passage describes Jesus as a man who was rejected.
人掩面不看他。
And people did not want to see him.
他被藐视。
He was despised.
人也不尊重他。
And they did not esteem him.
为什么？
Why?
他像干出根出于干地。
He was as a root out of dry ground.
所以有时候我们到菜市场去买菜买水果。
Sometimes when we go to the marketplace to buy fruits and vegetables,
都是挑那最好的最漂亮。
We often pick out the best fruits and vegetables.
那个干干的臭这个我们都不会去要。
We never want to pick out the ones that are dry or rotten.
那人 人跟人也是一样。
And same with people, how they treat each other.
都是要选好看的、突出的、有能力的。
People always want to select people who are outstanding, who are beautiful, who are capable.
所以在当时啊，主耶稣是真的是不显眼的被丢弃的。
And at that time, Jesus truly was a sight for, was despised and rejected.
但是这位主耶稣啊，身担重任。他身肩膀担了很沉重的责任。
But Jesus, he bore on his shoulders a great responsibility.
我看从第四节到第六节。
We read from verses 4 to 6. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
主耶稣的肩膀背着什么？
What was he carrying on his shoulders?
第五节。
Verse 5.
他为我们的过犯受害。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽被压伤。
Bruised for our iniquities.
他为我们受刑罚。
And he was punished for us.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他背负我们的痛苦。
He bore our griefs.
他担当我们的忧患。
He carried our sorrows.
这个痛苦跟忧患常常是因为罪而来的。
These griefs and sorrows often stem due to sin.
也常常是因为我们跟神的关系不好而来的。
It's often because we do not have a good relationship with God.
那在第六节。
In verse 6.
使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以他确实是一个受苦的仆人。
He truly is a suffering servant.
那通过他的受苦，我们跟神的关系能够和好。
Through his suffering, our relationship with God is reconciled.
这是主耶稣爱的深度。
This is the depth of the love of Jesus Christ.
我们再看第七节到第九节。
Let's also read from verses 7 to 9. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter.And as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
当主耶稣在受苦的时候，有一个非常不同的地方。
Lord Jesus suffered in a very different way.
他一句话都没有讲。
In that he never said a word.
非常的安静。
He remained silent.
那我们就想，为什么主耶稣在受苦中会安静？
And let us think about why the Lord was silent during his suffering.
因为他知道他在做什么。
Because he knew exactly what he was doing.
那主耶稣为那个钉他的人祷告。
Lord Jesus prayed for those that crucified him.
说主啊，赦免他们，他们不知道他们在做什么。
Saying, Lord, please forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以有时候我们在教会里面服侍神。
Sometimes when we serve God in the church.
如果真的是为着爱神。
If we truly do it out of love for God.
实在是不需要讲什么。
And truly, there's not much that we should say.
为什么？我是为神做的。
Why? Because we do it for God.
主耶稣受苦。
Lord Jesus suffered.
他一句话都没有讲。
He remained silent.
他知道通过这个十字架的苦难。
He knew that going through the pain of the cross.
人就可以得救。
Then mankind can receive salvation.
这个苦杯把它喝完，人得救就好了，不需要讲什么。
Once he took in the bitter cup, then it is done. There's not much that he needs to say.
所以有时候教会做圣工。
So in the church, when we do holy work,
把工作做完做好就好了。
We do the work and we do it well, and that is enough.
会让人得造就，神得喜欢，这样就好了。
And to be edifying to man and to please God, then that is our duty.
当我们知道我们在做什么。
When we know exactly what our purpose is,
当我们知道我们做的在神面前是对的。
When we know that what we do before God is right,
就不需要讲什么。
Then there is not much we need to say to explain ourselves.
所以主耶稣在十字架上一句话也没有讲。
So Lord Jesus on the cross, he remained silent.
对自己的受苦他也没有讲什么。
He was suffering much, but yet he did not utter a word.
这是我们的榜样。
This is our example.
值得我们来效法。
And it's worthy for us to emulate.
那他受苦的结果呢？
What was the consequence or the result of his suffering?
我们现在回来看。第五十三章。
Let us turn, read chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
第十一节。
Verse 11. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
十二节.
Verse 12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
这里说他看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。
It says here he sees the labor of his soul and is satisfied.
因为他本来就是爱人。
For he is love.
看到他的牺牲让大家能够得救。
And he saw that the sacrifice allowed many or all to be saved.
他觉得牺牲是有价值的。
And so he felt that that sacrifice was valuable.
那个牺牲就变成一个喜乐的来源。
And that sacrifice can be the source of joy.
所以要怎么能够喜乐呢？
So how can we be joyful?
有时候我们真的不愿意听啊。
Oftentimes, we really don't want to hear because we all want to live a happy life.
如果我们要喜乐，要受苦。
But if we want to be joyful, we need to suffer.
要为着神的工作受苦。
And we need to suffer for the work of the Lord.
当我们为神的工作受苦，圣工才发展。
When we suffer for the work of the Lord, then God's work will prosper.
我们就从心里做了，觉得我做了一件很有意义的事情。
And we will feel in our heart, deep in our heart, that we have done something very meaningful.
这个就是安慰。
This is the comfort that we get.
这个就是报偿。
This is the reward that we get.
内心的喜乐。
It's inner joy that we have.
好，我们看使徒行传第五章。
Let's read Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts 5.Acts 5, verse 41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这里说这些门徒离开公会，心里欢喜。
It describes here that the disciples departed from the presence of the council and they were rejoicing.
那公会是什么地方？
What's the place of the council?
是他们受逼迫的地方。
It's a place where they were persecuted.
所以四十节。
And so in verse 40,
他们把使徒打了，吩咐他不可以奉耶稣的名讲道，然后把他放出去。
They had beaten the apostles and commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
然后他出去心里很高兴。
And then when they departed from their presence, they rejoiced.
怎么被打会很高兴呢？
Why would a person rejoice from being beaten?
因为配算是为这个名受辱的。
For they counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
所以当我们心里的最深处，每一件事情我都是为着主耶稣做的。
So in the deepest part of our heart, we feel that everything that we've done is done for the Lord.
当这件事情做成了，这个就是我们的安慰。
Then when those things are accomplished, are carried out, then that becomes our comfort.
这个就是我们的满足。
That becomes our satisfaction.
因为这就是我们活着意义的地方。
Because this is the meaningful things that we have done in this life.
为着主耶稣做的。
That we have done it for the Lord.
所以主耶稣看见自己劳苦的功效就心满意足。
So when the Lord Jesus saw the results, efforts of his sacrifice, he was satisfied.
所以我们看到一个人，你怎么活着这么不快乐？
So when we see a person, when we see how come you're living so sorrowful?
来教会做圣工。
Then come to church and do holy work.
你生活变得很有意义。
And your life will become meaningful.
你就很喜乐。
And you will receive much rejoicing.
主耶稣是受苦的仆人。
Lord Jesus is a suffering servant.
我们再来看，回来看以赛亚书。
Now let's turn back to the book of Isaiah.
五十二章。
Isaiah 52.
以赛亚书五十二章。
Isaiah 52.
十二节。
Isaiah 52 verse 12.52 verse 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
这里说，我的仆人要被升成为至高。
It says here, the servant shall deal, shall be exalted.
所以在腓立比书也是这样讲。
It also says the same in the book of Philippians.
他往下降。
That he lowered himself.
神就把他升为至高。
And God exalted him to the Most High.
所以是给他超乎万名之上的名。
To give him a name that surpasses all names of the earth.
今天这个就是我们生活的模式。
And today this is an example in our lives.
我们如果愿意为主往下降。
If we are willing to lower ourselves for the sake of Christ.
服侍神。
To serve God.
在神的国里面他就把我们往上腾。
Then in the kingdom of God, he will continue to exalt us.
在天国来享受。荣耀尊贵
And in heaven we can enjoy glory and honor.
好，我们再看六十一章。
Let us read Isaiah 61.
以赛亚书的六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
第一节。
Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor.He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
这里说神用他的灵膏我。
It says here that the Lord has anointed me with His Spirit.
让他有力量。
So that He has strength.
有爱心。
And He has love.
传福音给谦卑的人。
Preach good tidings to the poor.
或者给贫穷的人。
To those who are humble or the poor.
医好伤心的人。
And to heal the brokenhearted,
报到被掳的得释放
so that the bound can be released,
被罪所掳的
and those who are bound by sin,
被囚的
and those who are imprisoned,
被魔鬼所控制的
those who are under the dominion of the devil are freed,
报告神悦纳人的喜年
to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord,
所以这个受苦的仆人
So this suffering servant,
到最后就是要得，让我们得福气。
In the end, he wants us to receive his grace.
这个往下降牺牲的伟大，是我们能够效法。
So the greatness of lowering oneself in the form of a bond servant is something that we can emulate.
也是我们喜乐的来源。
And this is also the source of our joy.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
345.
Let us rise and sing him 345.